The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It is the 8 o'clock hour now. Jimmy Sengenberger in for George Brockler here on Denver's local talk leader, News Talk 710 KNUS, live from the Western Conservative Summit. And I'm very pleased to be here today once again. I think I've done 6, 7, something on the order of that, maybe more, live remotes broadcasting from the summit. We are here today outside the Belco Theater where folks are coming. They are arriving, getting checked in, and ready to enjoy a fine couple of days of great conservative speakers and also tremendous vendors. It's a great networking opportunity with folks from different organizations, including Mountain States Legal Foundation, which does tremendous work fighting the good fight in the courtroom, fighting legal battles for our liberties, for so many different issues. And he was just coming by, and I said, hey, Jake Leach, who we just met, he is Major Gifts Officer at Mountain States Legal Foundation, and he's sitting down with me at the 710 KNUS booth. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Jake, I appreciate you. Just randomly, you pop by and say, come on the radio. I'm familiar with Mountain States. You guys do great work, but why don't you sum up what Mountain States does?
Absolutely, yeah. I would say that Mountain States Legal Foundation, we exist to fight for your constitutional freedoms and your liberties. So often, the federal government, bureaucracy agencies, and other environmentalist groups seek to thwart and undermine our liberties, specifically when it comes to property rights or Second Amendment rights, things that are enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. So we exist. We go to court. We represent our clients pro bono, no cost to them at all. It's all funded by our supporters, our donors that are very generous, that understand just how crucial it is at this time to fight for our liberties in the courtroom.
Yeah, I mean, right now we are at a very precipitous time when it comes to liberty, when it comes to size and scope of government. We have a president, we have a governor, who both don't seem to really care all that much about limiting the size and scope of government within the confines of the Constitution. And that's why you have so many legal battles that come up, far more than we should need to have. But it's absolutely essential to have organizations like Mountain States Legal Foundation being in the courtroom and trying to redress grievances through the legal process.
Absolutely. And we like to say around our shop, liberty is a team sport. It takes all of us to stand up, to continue fighting. No one person, no one entity can do it solely alone. But we exist to do our part to protect your liberty and hold government accountable, basically. Everyone needs accountability, I would say, from a personal level, and how much more so for a government entity.
So you are the Major Gifts Officer, which means you deal with heavy hitter donors getting those major gifts, but you have everyday listeners who are tuning in right now. Maybe they're on their way to the Western Conservative Summit. Does Mountain States have a booth?
We do, yeah.
So they should come check out the booth. But how can they contribute? How can they support the nonprofit work of Mountain States Legal Foundation?
Absolutely. So like I mentioned, all of our work is done pro bono. So it's no cost to our clients that we represent for these precedent-setting cases, not just for our clients, but for everyone, for all Americans. So how we pay for these cases, how do we pay for our lawyers? It's all through the generous support of our donors. So please give. We're a 501c3, so that means that your donation is tax deductible. You can write it off. It's a great incentive that I think we have in this country. So if you feel led, if you feel like you want to contribute to this fight that we're all in together, if you want to protect liberties and check us out, mslegal.org. Please, check us out. If you'd like to give a donation, I'd be all for it.
All right, and drop by the Mountain States Legal Foundation table. Jake Leach, Major Gifts Officer for Mountain States, mslegal.org. Really appreciate you taking a few minutes after dropping by randomly.
I know. Yeah, thank you so much, Jimmy, for having me on.
Have fun here at the Western Conservative Summit. Once again, Jake Leach, Mountain States Legal Foundation. They really do great work legally, fighting for liberty, fighting for limited government. And we are at a point in time where it is essential to have these fights and to win them and to be engaged and to support those very important efforts. We are here at the Western Conservative Summit, which is quite literally all about that, all about fighting for liberty, all about advancing the cause at this very important juncture for the United States of America. 303-696-1971 is our telephone number. If you'd like to join in to the festivities, we do have opportunities to call in. Folks are still working their way here to the summit. Registration just opened up a little bit ago. And what do we have coming up today at the summit? You've got a wide array of speakers today and tomorrow, including Seth Dillon, Eric Metaxas, Tulsi Gabbard, Larry Elder, Governor Asa Hutchinson, Senator Josh Hawley, Riley Gaines, Isabel Brown, Colorado's own representatives, Congressman Ken Buck and Doug Lamborn, as well as Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and Harriet Hageman, and so much more. The battle is joined here at the Western Conservative Summit 2023. We are also awaiting, speaking of legal battles, we are awaiting the Supreme Court of the United States to make a ruling that could kill, God willing, kill Biden's student loan forgiveness scheme. That would be up to $20,000 of student loan debt unilaterally forgiving that debt. It is before the Supreme Court. They're considering it, expected any day now to issue their verdict on this grandiose, excessive, abusive misuse of presidential authority, saying that the president, through the Secretary of Education, somehow has the ability to forgive up to $20,000 in student debt per borrower, between that range of 10 to 20. That is patently unacceptable. It is flatly unconstitutional. And the White House isn't really ready for the eventuality. I think this is most likely that the Supreme Court will strike down the Biden student loan forgiveness scheme. Wall Street Journal. The Supreme Court appeared skeptical that federal law allows the education secretary to forgive an estimated $400 billion in loans during oral arguments earlier this year. Well, now the Biden administration officials are quietly planning for the possibility that the Supreme Court could strike down President Biden's sweeping student loan forgiveness program, according to people familiar with the matter. And by the way, there were lots of reports saying that they were trying to put this off. They were acting as though it was going to be upheld by the Supreme Court, and they weren't going to do anything in anticipation of it being struck down. Their goal is to be prepared to respond to the potential blocking of the program with an explanation of the other ways the administration is trying to assist borrowers. Biden hasn't yet signed off on a post-Supreme Court decision strategy, the people said. Now, we just had a resolution passed by both houses of Congress, the House and the Senate, saying, at least I think the House passed, it might have just gotten passed in the Senate and the House hasn't done it yet, saying, okay, we oppose this. This is not something we're going to allow to continue. Biden has pledged to veto that legislation, but they did get some Democrat support, including Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona and the good old West Virginia senator as well. I mean, you have a very important topic here of the president exceeding his authority, the education department exceeding its authority in this student loan forgiveness scheme. Striking it down makes absolute sense, but you also have Congress making its stand, saying we oppose, we're standing in the way of this. We want to get rid of it. It's not allowed. And yet, of course, Biden has pledged to veto that legislation. Not going to be the right way to go in that regard. And we'll see. I think that it will be struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court, and I certainly hope that that is the case. Our telephone number, 303-696-1971. We are here at the Western Conservative Summit, and, you know, you got a couple of presidential candidates that are swinging their way through the summit this year, Larry Elder and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. Well, Chris Christie got in the race. And let's play, if we can, cut five. This is on CNN. It's interesting. Amidst all the legal battles of Trump, an argument made by Van Jones, who, of course, is on the left, but he makes an interesting point regarding what Chris Christie can do as Chris Kamikaze Christie in going after Donald Trump, even without really any prayer of becoming the Republican nominee. Cut five.
The most dangerous prosecutor for him right now is Chris Christie, because Chris Christie can say whatever he wants to. He has nothing to lose. He is like 0% chance of winning, and he is a household name. So if he continues to do what he's doing, he's not going to get the nomination. But you finally have somebody in this race that's not scared of Donald Trump. You finally have somebody in this race who's actually willing to not attack him based on his rhetoric. Liberals attack him on his rhetoric. He's going to attack him based on his results and his record. That has not been done in a consistent way. The best hope for Republicans is they don't want to have to deal with Donald Trump going forward is you get people in there that throw their best punches. And then what happened in our party was Bernie Sanders got out ahead. The first person that beat Bernie anywhere was Biden. Everybody dropped out, and then you were able to get past Bernie. The only wish, you know, you can see that's good or that's bad. In this case, somebody's got to beat Trump someplace, and the rest of them got to drop out. But in the meantime, you don't know who that's going to be. And so you might have a big kamikaze candidate right now, which is what I would say Chris Christie is likely to be. Chris Kamikaze Christie. He is going to take Donald Trump on head on and prosecute this guy. And he is a top-notch prosecutor. And so Trump is going to have to deal with a prosecutor on stage with him at some point, I would imagine. And that could open a lane for somebody else.
I think you've got a point. Quite frankly, Chris Christie doesn't have a prayer. There's no way that he's going to be the Republican nominee. But what he can do is bring a fight to Trump with nothing to lose that nobody else is going necessarily to want to bring, because he has a revenge goal in mind. You can certainly sense that. He doesn't like Trump, and he wants to get back at him. And he's willing to barrel his way through so he can throw some punches that may actually land and resonate. Could Chris Christie, being in this race, make a difference? 303-696-1971, especially with all the legal issues. I mean, Trump can say this is a weaponized prosecution. The Department of Justice is just coming against me because it's all politics. It's all a boxes hoax. We had the Russia hoax. Now we've got the boxes hoax with this indictment regarding Mar-a-Lago. But then Chris Christie can push back and say, well, actually, what about this? What about that? And throw these different punches in terms of the specifics as we learn them about the legal cases. And he can say, how can you win a general election if you're bogged down with these legal fights? Some stronger than others. Okay, you got a partisan prosecution in Manhattan. I think even Chris Christie has acknowledged that. But when you look at Mar-a-Lago, there's more to it than that. There's more to it when it comes to Georgia, for example. Now, I'm not saying that Trump is specifically vulnerable in these areas, but there's at least a case to be made that that is so. And will Republicans be fatigued hearing this and go, wait a second, I'm kind of done with Trump. Time to dump Trump because we have all this legal baggage and we need to be focused on the issues. We need to be equipped to win the general election. 303-696-1971, our telephone number if you want to share your thoughts on that very topic. I'm Jimmy Sangenberger, filling in for George Brockler. We're here outside the Belco Theater, live from the Western Conservative Summit. at the Colorado Convention Center. Keep it right here. We've got lots more coming up. 303-696-1971. And if you swing on by, you're coming to the summit, and you swing on by our booth, please do say hi. Jimmy in for George, 710 KNUS. Jimmy Sangenberger here with you, filling in for George Brockler live from the Western Conservative Summit. And what a great time it is outside the Belco Theater. People are starting to trickle on in after they register, and the registration just began a little bit ago. We'll go to a guest here on location in just a moment. But first, Jim in Denver has been patiently waiting, and he joins us now. Good morning, Jim. How the heck are you?
I'm good. Good. Thank you. Just briefly, the whole world's upside down. The DOJ is definitely uneven. Unfortunately, we have a two-tiered system. It sucks. I mean, how on earth can we sit here and know that all these violations of bank fraud, you know, bank transfers that's proven against the current administration family. Yes, it's entirely sickening. He's getting away with murder, just like Hillary, just like Bill. Bill was on those Epstein flights 24 times.
Well, and you know, of course, those are some things that really get folks thinking. Okay, what is going on with the judicial process? But I want to stand to Biden. The Clintons are old news. On Biden, you have this Burisma, this document that we now know was in regards to Burisma and was of an interview with a confidential source back in June of 2020. Yeah. And they just sat on it at the FBI. And we're talking $5 million to Joe Biden and $5 million to Hunter Biden.
They played that clip. They played his clip, how proud he was to sit there and wait 6 hours to withhold $1 billion in funding to that country unless they fired the guy that was going to go after Hunter. It's amazing. This whole world, what's right is wrong and wrong is right. All I want to say is that Donald Trump is run the gauntlet his entire period of being
now,
in
I
the
think
political
I had a,
arena.
A note here it's as well, Jim. Jim, I want to jump in. I had a note here as well about your thoughts on Chris Christie. So I do want to ask you, since I played that clip before, that it seems like he's – I would agree with Van Jones that he's sort of like Chris Kamikaze Christie. What do you make of his run?
Well, I think Van Jones is a putz, and so is Chris
enough.
Christie. Okay?
All right.
Both of them are lame, ineffective, you know, riding the wave. The only reason a lot of these guys are running for presidency is I think they get to keep their funds or something from their the way they're going. Mm. Anyhow.
All right, Jim. Hey, I appreciate the call. Thank you. 303-696-1971. We're live from the Western Conservative Summit, where we get folks from all around, whether it's the Denver metro area, out of state, or out into mountain communities and oh, goodness, Eagle County, right here joining me now at the 710 KNUS booth is Lori DeVersey, who is vice chairman of the Eagle County Republicans. Good morning, Lori. It's good to have you here.
Good morning. I'm thrilled to be here. A first-timer.
Absolutely. Well, hey, I'm glad to host you for your first time on the radio. And also, I'm glad to meet you because we've spoken over the phone recently, and it's good to actually put a face with a name and to meet face-to-face and have a conversation. I wanted to bring you on because you're originally from Illinois.
I am.
You came here 5 years ago thinking what?
I thought I was coming to freedom. The West, the wide open West, and what happens? I found it to be a little different. Running away from the political system in Illinois, I came here and I thought, oh my goodness, I'm not going to be able to sit down and put my feet up. So here I am.
It is not quite the free state that you were anticipating. I could tell you, I was 10 when we moved here in 2001, in January of 2001, and it is not the state that it was then. I started getting involved in politics in my very early teens, and in my county of Arapahoe County, it was lockstep Republican county. Now it is controlled fully by the Democrats.
Yeah, that's sad. Yeah.
What have you noticed in that regard, like, that really stands out to you the most is, okay, this is why I need to get back involved in politics in Colorado, because it's not so free as I thought, and we need to set a better course.
Well, one thing that's really disturbing is what's going on in the schools. The teachers' union are really messing with the school boards to bring about policies that and programs that really are not in line with mainstream. Mm-hmm. And even if you read the papers, you know, they'll say it's evenly divided on what the, you know, who's accepting what ideals. It's not. It's not. And so that's one thing that's really gotten me back into politics, because school is politics, unfortunately.
Oh. Well, and along those lines, Eagle County Republicans will be hosting a special guest next month.
Right. We do have Ian Pryor coming in July 19th. He'll be at the Hotel Colorado speaking for us.
Remind us, who is Ian Pryor?
Ian Pryor is, he's just written a book, Parents of the World Unite, and it is a pushback against the school boards, the school systems. He's a Lorton County parent that was in the forefront of getting some changes in their school districts, and it also paved the way for Glenn Youngkin to be elected.
Yeah, Loudoun County, Virginia.
Yes, Loudoun
right?
County, Virginia.
That father mm-hmm. who fought the very important fight. You know, when we look at what's happening from the school level, we have here in Colorado, we have off-year elections. It's 2023, so it's not a presidential race, not Senate, it's not Congress, it's not the state house. It is city councils, and it is school boards. So, of course, that requires everybody to get involved at the most local level. And to me, this is one of the most important local elections. Like, there is no excuse to sit on the sidelines and not get engaged in 2023, whether it's school boards and or city councils.
Yeah, I think we have it backwards when we think about it. We think that our federal elections are the most important. They are the sexiest ones. They're most exciting. But we really, you know, that whole old saying that, you know, it all begins at the local level is so true. So you do have to take the time to go and vote in these off-year elections. And, yeah, school board is one of them.
You know, one thing that comes to my mind, especially on the right, is we talk about we want small government, we want limited government, we don't want the feds to have much power, heck, we don't want the state to have much power. We want it to be much more localized, and yet we don't get out and vote. How does that work?
No, and then if you do vote, it seems like they're always voting for more taxes, more programs. So it really doesn't make sense. You know, you can have a conversation with somebody saying, oh, my gosh, the prices, what I pay at the grocery store, at the gas pumps. And then they go and vote for a free bus system for everybody. You know, I don't know where the disconnect is in that, but, I mean, that just recently happened. Mm. You know, one of those...
So just a final question as we wrap up here with you. Lori DeVersi, she's vice chair of the Eagle County Republicans. What are you going to do? What are your steps? How do you hope to engage this year and moving forward, especially since you've said, I need to do my part again here in Colorado now?
Yes, I do. And, you know, it's a scary thing. Excuse me. But just to encourage people to come out to school board meetings, to the town council meetings, to the planning and zoning meetings. I mean, they're all so important. It takes so much time, but mm-hmm. You know, just to do a little bit, excuse me, to pay attention to what's going on. And you know, it is scary to stand up in front of a bunch of people and feel like you're going to be criticized, which sometimes you are.
Yeah.
But, you know, let them know that you don't agree. We just recently had a situation where, unfortunately, the third through fifth graders of the Eagle County schools were brought to a semi-drag show. It was a gender-fluid presentation at the Villar Center. And my understanding is there were a lot of people that were very upset about it, mm-hmm. but minimal people turned out in protest of mm-hmm. it. You know, so they just go along thinking that there's only a few of us that have a problem with inappropriate presentations
content
to
for
children.
Underage
exactly.
for young kids. Yeah.
And, you know, I think it really should be addressed.
Yeah, without a doubt. Lori DeVersi, really appreciate you taking a few minutes. This is great for your first time on the radio. Thank you, and welcome to the Western Conservative Summit.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Once again, Lori DeVersey, speaking from her own perspective, but she is the vice chair of the Eagle County Republicans, and just stopping on by, and I say, hey, come on and join us in the conversation. That's what might happen if you walk on by and say hi. Here at the Western Conservative Summit, we are at the Belco Theater at the Colorado Convention Center. And folks are starting to arrive. They are registering. There's going to be some great speakers coming up here at the Western Conservative Summit, both today and into tomorrow. 303-696-1971 is our telephone number if you'd like to join in to the festivities today. While we are at the summit, among the guest speakers, our radio host Eric Erickson is in town. Cheryl Chumley of the Washington Times as well. You've got Luigi Del Puerto is editor, I think, what is that? I should know this because I'm at Colorado Politics and the Gazette. I think he's editor-in-chief. But either way, he is with Colorado Politics, and he's doing his thing. Biff Gore, hopefully he'll be dropping by, and we can do a couple minutes of a little bit of a jam. But Biff Gore will be coming up on stage, do a little bit of music later on, and tomorrow night at a special dinner event, I know he and his band will be performing on stage at the special dinner here at the Western Conservative Summit. We are also keeping our tabs on any more news and developments that could come from the revelations about former President Donald Trump being indicted on 7 counts, including, most seriously, among these counts, violations of the Espionage Act that are supposedly willful. That's the case that they are making. Let's play cut 10 here. This is a snippet of President Trump yesterday in a 4-minute speech or video, sort of denying any of the wrongdoing and insisting he is an innocent man. Cut 10.
I'm an innocent man. We will prove that again. 7 years of proving it, and here we go again. Very unfair, but that's the way it is.
We'll keep tabs on any new developments. If you want to join into the conversation, 303-696-1971. We're also, of course, watching as Biden has yet to be interviewed by the special counsel who is investigating him as well and these different issues with regards to the documents that he had kept and maintained illegally, perhaps. We'll see. But cut 7, NBC News talking about whether or not Biden has been interviewed yet.
Meanwhile, President Biden also facing a special counsel investigation into his handling of classified documents. Tonight, NBC News learning that investigation does not appear close to ending. The president has yet to be interviewed, 3 people familiar with the matter tell us, saying his advisors determined he would provide an interview once his legal team and the DOJ agree on conditions.
No interview yet, but if they agree on conditions, could happen at some point. 303-696-1971, our telephone number. The question is, what do you think is the potential that Republicans get fatigued by all of these legal fights and say, okay, we need to go in a different direction from Trump and his argument that he's been victimized by a weaponized Department of Justice isn't enough to keep him going in the direction of being the Republican nominee? That's one big question. Answer. Chime in your thoughts. 303-696-1971. I'm Jimmy Sangenberger filling in for George Brockler. We are right here at the Western Conservative Summit at the Colorado Convention Center. Keep it right here on Denver's local talk leader, News Talk 710 KNUS. We're back. Jimmy Sangenberger in for George Brockler down here at the Colorado Convention Center, filling in at the Western Conservative Summit. Folks still trickling on in. The festivities will be beginning soon. with a great lineup per usual down here at the Summit. It is an annual event that has been going on since 2010. It's the very first one. I've been here coming since the second one in 2011. And it's crazy to think how many there have been and how many more there will surely be to come. 303-696-1971 is our telephone number if you'd like to join in to the festivities. Happy to have you along for the ride over the phone. I want to go back to a couple of local topics here for a moment, because my column in the Denver Gazette today talks about something nobody else is highlighting: the rampant clown show that has been going on in Denver public schools, particularly in the Denver Public Schools Board of Education. Today's article, Denver School Board's Clown Show Tells All. And just as an example of how derailed these guys are getting when it comes to focusing on even the tasks before them, talking about school safety, talking about returning school resource officers, law enforcement presence. They can't even have that discussion without it getting completely derailed. Good old Tay Anderson got belligerent at Monday's meeting with the chief of police in front of him standing there. And what happens? He gets belligerent after resisting Michelle Quattlebaum, his colleague on the Denver School Board, getting her mic cut. And Tay gets belligerent and had his mic cut as well. Let's take a listen to cut two of the fireworks in DPS on Monday.
Respectfully, Dr. Marrero, I have to just... you're not going to do this to me. You will not do this to me.
Would you please follow procedure and ask for the floor?
I'm not doing this with you today, please. Because this is about our black students.
Vice President Anderson.
When we talk about the systems... Cut the mic. When we talk about these systems... And arrest me if you want to. So bring the security. When we talk about these systems, that about trusting what didn't work, just because we have new faces doesn't mean that we trust what you're going to do and what is going to be better.
Arrest me if you want to, Tay Anderson says. He's up there. His mic was cut, but he wasn't arrested. It was so bad that you had, when they finally got to public comment, Alverta Simmons, longtime Denver civil rights activist, who, of course, himself is black, and I had him filling in for when I was filling in for Deborah Flora on Tuesday's show. He went and did his testimony, and he didn't hold any punches. Take a listen to cut three after that clown show. Well, he called it for what it was.
I come here to show my support for SROs. Well, this is a clown show. All this bickering back and forth. People don't want to respect authority. That's why the kids don't respect, because y'all don't. Sit down. Everybody got their opportunity. Let folks go about their business and everybody be respectful. So everybody's got to show respect to get their point across, and then we got to do something about it. School board, y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Clown show, and you got to be ashamed of yourself. I couldn't have put it better myself. That was phenomenal for him to say. But here's the thing. Michelle Quattlebaum, the secretary of the board, and Tay Anderson, vice president of the board, were absolutely derailing the meeting. And then Tay has the audacity to put out an email address to colleagues on Tuesday morning expressing his disappointment for how the meeting was handled by the president. You heard him and the president of the school board, Xochitl Gaitan, arguing there. And he accused the president of the school board of undermining the, quote, essence of what a democratic meeting should be. He derided the superintendent, Alex Marrero, for sitting there and being, quote, complicit in stifling dissenting voices and sidelining black community concerns as a, quote, bystander in the face of these transgressions. So Alex Marrero, the superintendent, was a bystander watching these transgressions, and he should have stood up for Tay Anderson and Michelle Quattlebaum, who Quattlebaum took 18 minutes. They had the chief of police right there to engage and talk with about bringing back school resource officers or not, police officers onto campuses. And for 18 minutes, she took the floor And she asked three questions of the chief, who took literally less than 2 minutes total to answer those questions. And the other 16 minutes were spent with Quattlebaum babbling on. And yet, somehow, it is the president of the school board who tried to rein them in, who undermined the essence of a democratic meeting. Really? Nonsense. The clown show tells all when I had Alvertus Simmons, civil rights leader, in studio. Let's play cut four. This is a little bit of what he had to say in deriding the board for its complete and utter failure and the failure of leadership to hold their own accountable. Take a listen. Cut four.
How in the world can DPS ask the students of DPS to do the right thing when they won't do the right thing? They are in disarray. And so it was shameful what happened last night. I think I said that. But, you know, our black and brown community need to get together. And, you know, if we got to all get the same kind of T-shirts like they had last night, whatever, you know, makes us all one. At the end of the day, we want our kids to be safe. Mm-hmm. And I didn't, you know, those kids, those folks in those yellow T-shirts, I didn't hear not one time them talk about safety of our kids.
Right.
I heard them talk about everything other than the safety of our kids. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised that the other school board members did not check Tay. Mm-hmm. I was surprised they did not check Michelle. I just didn't understand it.
Yeah. The other school board members did not do anything. They did not speak up. They did not say, this is wrong. This is unacceptable. And yet, folks, Monday's board meeting, it was supposed to be public comment, but it exposed a complete breakdown in civility and civil discourse, which is, frankly, the antithesis of the kind of behavior that a school board must model for its students and employees. And, frankly, to that end, the board entirely bears collective responsibility for this institutional collapse in civility, for allowing Tay Anderson to shout the nonsense that he did in Michelle Quattlebaum and to make these, to do this clown show. And enough is enough. This November, there will be elections for the Denver School Board. Candidates are stepping up. On my program the last couple weeks, I've interviewed two of those candidates, Paul Ballinger and Kwame Spearman, who have both announced runs against Tay Anderson and gave their own takes, because Tay is up for re-election this November. And make no mistake, he has got to go. Beneath the office of any sort of position, even dog catcher, he's too much of a clown for dog catcher. That, could you imagine the clown show if he was dog catcher on a dog catcher committee? I mean, you'd be having the dogs run the show because it would be so feckless. And so they'd be so incapable of taking any sort of action to address the dogs running loose in the park and on the streets, right? That's literally what would happen. The clown show would get that bad, just that bad. Our telephone number, 303-696-1971. If you want to join into the festivities, if you're coming by, you're joining us at the Western Conservative Summit. Swing on by the booth outside the Belco Theater and say hi. Swing on by and say hi. We'd love to see you. Another piece of news that we are following today as well is the fact that now we know that Cuba is allowing China to set up an eavesdropping facility roughly 100 miles from Florida, allowing the Chinese intelligence services to scoop up electronic communications throughout the southeastern U.S., where many military bases are located, and monitor U.S. ship traffic. That's too big of a reminder of the 1950s. And the Soviets getting that close to home. Now it's with technology. Jimmy Sangenberger in for George Brockler at the Western Conservative Summit. News Talk 710 KNUS. Don't go anywhere.
Three.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.